Hi, everybody. I'm Pastor Chuck Allen, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. For today, I want to talk about just taking a chair and sitting down. I want to take us to the first two verses of John chapter 8. Now, if you're familiar with John chapter 8, you know that this is where the Pharisees have found this woman caught in the act of adultery, as the Bible says, in the very act of adultery. And they bring her to Jesus because Jewish law said that they had the right to stone her to death. And of course, we know how that goes. I mean, Jesus says, if you're without sin, cast the first stone. They drop the rocks, they walk away. He tells her, go and sin no more. And I mean, that's the story in John chapter 8. But in the first two verses might be an even deeper story. Out of the New Living Translation, I want to invite you to listen with fresh ears today, to let the text breathe, possibly even unsettle you, and maybe even surprise you, because sometimes, friends, that's where the good stuff is at. Here's what it says. Jesus returned to the Mount of Olives, but early the next morning, he was back again at the temple. A crowd soon gathered, and he sat down and taught them. That's it. Two verses. But don't rush past them. Let's linger here, because sometimes the smallest details are the ones that change everything. Just picture it. Jesus back at the Mount of Olives. This is a place of prayer, a place of solitude, a place where Jesus goes to breathe, to be, to connect with God the Father. And then early the next morning, he's back at the temple. He's not sleeping in. He's not hiding from all the dangers where people are trying to trap him. He's back in the thick of things, right there in the temple where all of the busyness of the morning is happening, where the people are. And what does he do? He sits down and he teaches. It's so ordinary. It's so human. And yet at the same time, it's so divine. But here's the whole thing. The God of the universe shows up again and again and again. He chooses to show up over and over. And he shows up in the middle of our ordinary mornings, in the temples and the crowds and the chaos and the questions. He just sits down. He's not standing above. He's not shouting down. He sits. He's with us. He is among us. He's teaching. He's listening. He's inviting. And I wonder, what if the real miracle isn't in the big, flashy moments, but in the fact that Jesus keeps showing up, that he keeps returning to the places where people gather, where life happens, where questions are asked and answers are hard to find? You know, there's this presence of Jesus. It's like a rhythm. It's a hum beneath the surface of everything. There's this sense that something more is happening here, right there, right now. That's what's happening in these verses. There's a rhythm. There's a hum. There's an excitement. Jesus is present. The crowd gathers. He sits down. He teaches. And the world is all about to change. But before anything dramatic happens, before the woman caught in adultery, before the stones, before the challenge and the mercy, before all that, before Jesus says, I'm the light of the world, Jesus shows up early and he just sits down with us. Maybe the invitation for us today is to notice where Jesus is sitting down in our lives. Maybe we ought to just take and pay a little bit of attention to the ordinary mornings, the crowded rooms, the overlooked moments, because that's where grace begins, my friend. That's where transformation starts, not with the thunder and the lightning, but with the presence, with showing up, with listening and teaching and being with. So wherever you are today, at the kitchen table, in the car, at your desk, on a treadmill, what if you just pause for a second, just for a moment, and imagine Jesus right there with you, sitting down beside you? And what if you let that rhythm, that hum, that presence just fill the space? Because sometimes the most sacred thing we can do is simply show up, to be present, to sit down, and to listen for the voice that's been there all along. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Go simply enjoy his presence today. God bless you. Bye now.